What is up, everybody? This is Step by Step.
With some skips along the way.
Right, everybody, we are back. I'm your host, Gabe Gray, president of MGMTA, along with my co-host.
Jess Windsor, president-elect of MGMTA.
And it's interesting how the day that we're recording, it's July 1st. It's the first day of the fiscal year for really a lot of organizations and professions everywhere, including us. And what makes it even more special is our special guest for today. My goodness, she has such a catalog of accomplishments, including being a general music teacher in Baltimore County. As of today, she is now immediate past president of MMEA. Yes, raise the roof. But
Suicide
before
bomb,
that,
suicide bombing.
she is also a past president of our component, MGMTA, and past NAFME Council for General Music Education, Eastern Division representative. She has done so many incredible things for music education in Maryland and in our Eastern Division of NAFME. And she is none other than the one and only Mrs. Jen Kaufman. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me. This is a special treat. I never thought I would be on this show.
And
How
now
are
look
you?
what happened. That is,
Remember when you all first created it. It's awesome.
yeah, it's crazy to think this is the end of season three. It's our season three finale. And yes, we have you here. What a
Wow.
finale.
What a better way to have a finale, quite honestly. When Gabe and I were talking about ideas for the finale episode, I can't remember who one of us said it, but one of us was just like, we need to put Jen on. We need to
It
get
was
Jen
you.
on. We whole full circle moment for Jen. So we're really
Well,
excited to
thank
have you
you.
on.
Thank you very much.
And Jess, it was you. I will never take credit for somebody else's ideas or work. It was It could,
you.
I was about to say, I was just throwing out ideas. I remember throwing out, us were throwing out ideas while our brains were on -4% from the end of the school year. So
Yeah,
I couldn't remember. I honestly couldn't remember who, but thank you.
exactly. Of course. All righty. So again, Jen, this is meant to be a celebration as well as a reflection of the hard work you have put into this organization. We'll ask you some questions. You take your time answering them. We typically end up off the grid a little bit because, you know, it's us. But
Zero filter. Well, some filter, but not all the
right. So, well, Jess, would you like to ask your first question or mine? How do you want to
Sure.
do
Well,
this?
I'll honestly ask you this first, Jen, because now we're at the end of the school year, and I know Maryland was very interesting and in when they ended because we had all the snow and different weather events and things like that. How's your summer going so far? My summer is off to a great start already. We just flew back from Chicago yesterday. So, did a little girls' trip with my sister-in-law and nieces out there. And then, of course, Dave and I fit in the little Dave Matthews Band concerts as well. So, I heard a little Mozart in one of the parks in Chicago. So, that was very, very nice. It was an outdoor concert. And then, of course, Dave Matthews brought it all on Friday night and Saturday night at his concerts. So I'm off to a great start, trying to check off those doctor's appointments just like the rest of us.
I
And of
have one
course,
today, so I can believe there's
yeah, exactly. And on my way home today, I had to get my planner so I can start my July and August calendar. So, trying not to do too much schoolwork. Which we all know is very hard to turn it off once school's out. But so far, it's pretty cool. Not going to complain about
Awesome.
it. We were
Good.
just talking about that. Gabe and I kind of had, oh, we couldn't completely turn it off for both of us. Gabe has some things after the school year was done. I had some things after the school year was done. So we were slowly, it was like a dimmer light. You slowly just dim that light. For some people, they're just like whack and they're done. They're
Lucky
done.
them.
Literally, though. So again, as we said before, Jen Kaufman is a not only an incredible music educator, but she is also our immediate past president as of today for Maryland Music Educators Association. We shared a little bit about her history and things like that, but she with MMEA, but she started with the general music component. So again, we love how it's kind of full circle that you're here with us, Jen, celebrating you and all of your accomplishments that you've done with MMEA. So we wanted to ask you a couple of things. Well, the first thing we wanted to ask you was your time as the general music president one of the stepping stones that led you to being MMEA president? And if so, how?
Absolutely. I, like many of us, never saw myself in leadership. And so, when you're given those kind of opportunities, and I'm a violinist for a general music component, as a general music educator, was definitely something totally new for me and kind of outside my wheelhouse. But Keisha invited me on as on the board, like many of our friends are. And then eventually I was the president, well, president-elect with Keisha, after Keisha and Rebecca Burney. And then it seems as though my general music presidency led right into 3 years of president-elect for MMEA, which was kind of fast. I think the one biggest thing between all of that, first of all, time management. We all know what our schedules are like and trying to fit those in, around, school events and concerts and all the things that we do as general music educators. And then when I went to becoming MMEA president-elect, I think the biggest thing that was new from those two would be the Allstate experiences for our students. Many of us auditioned for Allstate when we were in middle school and high school in Maryland. And then some of us had the experience, some of us didn't make it, but then also did State Solo Ensemble and State Large Ensemble Festival. So I believe that seeing them on a leadership side was definitely purposeful for me because I felt like somebody had done it for me and I wanted to give back to future students. Are they all going to become music educators? No, some of them may, some of them, majority of them are not. But I don't want them not to have the opportunities for these state events. And so being able to see it on the leadership side, definitely different issues. it's not just about locking yourself in the practice room. It's interacting with people outside of the general music. We as general music teachers are so integrated, even though we don't really think of it that way, but we are kind of a big family. And then when you open it up to the state, think not open it up, but then when it opens to the state and then at the national level, it's pretty exciting. It's been a good ride so far.
So
I
far, I love to
was
hear
about to
that.
say, so far, she's not stopping anytime soon, you guys. I really don't think so. It's great that you touched on the fact of what's outside of just locking yourself in the practice room, because all three of us, I think, know about that a little bit. Locking yourself in a practice room and making sure you clunk out that melody as much as you can until you're done. But the interaction and networking with other people, we've mentioned it a couple of times on this podcast before, but if Gabe and I did not meet at an annual conference in 2019 as attendees, we would not be here 6 years later running and like being in the general music component together. And what I love about our conferences and our events in general with MMEA is the fact that we get to network and we get to talk with other professors, educators, students, and what have you.
And
So,
taking it back even further, I'm sorry, Jess.
no, that's fine. Go ahead.
Taking it back even further, I mean, when I first met Jen, she led a countywide PD in Charles County, my district, where she also was a graduate of Charles County Public Schools. It was Thomas Stone, right?
Thomas Stone, yeah.
See,
True.
I did my homework.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. That was a great session. And then we had a great conversation afterwards. And I just saw something special in you, Gabe, during that day, and then I think we might have even maybe had some food afterwards or saw each other at the restaurant afterwards. And there was just this special light inside of Gabe Gray, and I was like,
No,
scheming her idea.
y'all don't see this, but she just took her hands and did that whole evil like planning thing. And yes, because at the time I was brand new. I was that quintessential new music educator. I did all the things in her session because I was scrappy, hungry, and desperate.
All
And
in there.
yep, all of that. And that's
Yes.
what started our relationship and friendship. And I wondered why every conference she would message me and be like, "Hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?" And I mean, I'll spare y'all everything else that happened. I mean, we may come back to it, but let's just say the rest was history after that.
Pretty much at that point.
And now look.
Now look where we are. Love it. The three of us hanging out. So is there one thing that you learned about being the organization president that you didn't necessarily learn from General Music presidency, or did you learn something a little bit differently when you moved into organization presidential role? Tell us a little bit about that if you can.
Especially when we talk about how Maryland fits into the NAFME picture, it is so much larger than just the general music component. It's so much larger than the state. And so when I was on the General Music Council representing Eastern Division, that kind of gave me a little bit of insight to what NAFME had to offer us. All those, I don't know if you know, but there is a lot of professional development just on the NAFME website that people didn't necessarily or aren't necessarily taking and full advantage of because it's free with your membership. And so being a part of that, being a part of the COVID coming back when we were trying to figure out what was allowed and what wasn't allowed, being a part of writing those standards during COVID seems so long ago. But meeting people and then kind of branching into the state role, I don't think I really knew how big our family actually is. Just last week, the NAFME president called and she just wanted to chat. That doesn't happen just because. And so we had a wonderful conversation, but she calls every year after National Assembly and we kind of debrief a little bit and talk about, maybe something that I'm working on within the state or, things that we're looking to change. How are we going to bring back large ensemble festival? Was a big conversation that she and I had with our component, but also. And I'm probably like going way off here, but in the small committees that we've created, the nominating committee, we learned a lot about new people that weren't, in our, immediate group text, phone contacts, meeting them. The All-State Ad Hoc Committee is doing some really hard work at the state level. As general music component president, I saw what was going on, but I was so much more, I guess, centered on the conference that I didn't maybe not pay attention, but I didn't have to give as much attention to things like All-State and Large Ensemble Festival. So those new things, and then at the national level as well. I feel like my family just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I feel that definitely.
Same.
Even before joining the board, I felt a lot of support within my district and region. But being involved as a volunteer first before being elected, I just felt that family, because that's really what it is. That family just continued to just grow and get bigger and bigger. And the opportunities that the opportunities that you can get through those connections that say degrees and certifications and letters at the end of of your name alone will not do is such an incredible thing. And that kind of answers another question. You know, interacted with a lot of people over the years and what you think is a benefit from connecting with music educators and association leaders that our listeners can apply. So that was already a question we were thinking about. So
And just thinking about my general music ride, I mean, I never saw myself as a general music teacher. I was always going to be an elementary, I'm sorry, a secondary orchestra director. So, just like all the other pre-K to 12 music educators, we're certified to do it all, but I didn't really see myself doing that until probably 6 plus years after I had been in education. So I had to use, the professional development to get to know more about teaching general music. And, continuing my journey, I'm always, trying to learn more. How can I help my multiple language students? How can I better assist them? I'm going to keep working on that Spanish, but am I there yet? No. But I don't know whether I would have leaped into it if it hadn't been for the other general music educators that kind of helped me along my way. So
for
hopefully
sure.
any of those, anything you're wanting to learn as a music educator, hopefully you are able to seek out those sources. And like I said, NAFME has all of that
I was going to
free
touch on
professional
that. I was going to
development.
touch on that because I took an advocacy PD that they had a while back on how can you advocate for music education programs at the local, state, and national level, which I think is a great thing considering, I know for Maryland we have, blueprint law and all the things between, but overall nationally, spending and funding and all the things between, it's just kind of going all over the place. And Jen, you've seen that considering that, like, again, you are in conversation with the NAFME leadership, but also I see you traveling. Like, you were just at the NAFME Eastern Division Conference back in April. So it's not like you're just staying in your little hub of Maryland. You're branching out to see where can you go from there. And like I said, and like she said, go on to your NAFME account. If you have an MMEA membership, then you have an NAFME account. Please use that membership due to your advantage because there are literally almost hundreds, I would say, like lots of professional development that are available online, and you can get CPD credits. You can get professional development credits back towards your teacher licensure. I related with you on that multiple language thing because I'm currently 6 months into learning Spanish via Duolingo. That will motivate you. But I'm transitioning school districts, and the school district that I'm transitioning to is a has a large Haitian Creole population. So I'm already thinking about that myself. How can I relate? How can I talk to those families? How can I talk with those students? How can I make them better understand and things of that nature?
So y'all hear that? Wherever you are, seek out that help.
Seek it
Wherever you
out.
are, and that's the great thing about music education is that we are so driven to helping each other. The only thing that can really get in your way is if you decide to stay in your corner and try to figure it out yourself. Reach out, and there are so many resources out there. And just shout out to you for pushing out that NAFME PD on social media often. And I know people have taken that just from what I've been told.
I appreciate that. We really try our darndest to push it out as best as we can because we know there's a lot of different things going on. Hill Day just happened a couple weeks ago. We just had this opportunity. Hill Day happened a couple weeks ago. We have, the NAFME membership conferences and things like that. This is a random question. Does anybody know where the next conference is for Eastern Division or anything like that? Or is it 2 years, every 2 years?
Yes, I in fact do. In 2 years, we will be in Rhode Island. And in
Ooh.
4 years, we will be in Atlantic City.
Ooh. Oh, wait, that's really close to
Oh,
Maryland.
4 years.
Look at
Yes. So our
that.
good friend.
I'll still make an effort for the one in 2 years, but definitely the one in four.
Yes, for
Definitely.
sure. For
Yes.
sure.
Yeah, the professional development that was in Hartford just a couple months ago, every single session I went to was fantastic. And you know how sometimes you can go to conferences and maybe pull something here and there, but maybe it doesn't necessarily fit. You heard it and you're like, maybe, or maybe I can recommend this to somebody else. But every single session, I was like, boom, 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 put it in, put it in. I got it.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, switching gears and going to the next question. Jen, do you have a story that you could share from your time as MMA president that reminded you, I can't believe I get to do this. I can't believe this is happening or that happened.
And hopefully in a good way, not like a, I can't believe I'm doing this and it's a
Right.
bad thing.
I mean,
Yeah.
we all have that, but like something positive.
Well, and I know that this story is very, very close to your heart as well, Gabe, but it would definitely be Matt.
Oh.
You know, having the opportunity to recognize educators and administrators within our state is really cool. Again, another way I was able to branch out and meet different people. And then when Gabe, oh my goodness, I fangirled so bad when Gabe called me, or he texted it, can we talk? And then he called me and I was like,
Y'all, before I could even finish the thought, she was screaming so loud.
I was. And you know, then to see Matt work, Matt from Pentatonix, for those of you that don't know who Matt is or who the Matt I was talking about, getting the opportunity to see him work with students, and just seeing their eyeballs just light up. I know the first time I saw him professional development at Thomas Stone, I believe that's when Sharnice was there and you all sang on the stage, I remember. And just his eagerness to help others. You know, we often think that, you know, these famous people are different, or, you know, they don't drink the same water we do, you know. But here, like, he was here and he was asking the kids questions and he was singing for them and having them sing and asking and building relationships with them. So it just wasn't all this teacher speak, blah, 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 blah. He really, really interacted. And, you know, some people may say, oh, he's not a music educator. I got news for you. He is a music educator because his ability to connect with those students and, you know, raise their talent to a higher degree, he's just an incredible person. And we got to have that in Maryland. I still can't believe it. So I
I'm
have a
still
picture
jealous
with
that
him.
that's the one conference I didn't get to go to. I was
Yeah.
so jealous.
Aww.
Oh,
Yeah.
Jess,
So
that's right. Oh.
I have his picture of him and I in my classroom. And you know, on those days, you know, I have a box of, you know, notes from students or, you know, pins or maybe a friendship bracelet that they make. But that picture being on my wall, a lot of kids will ask about it. And of course, I'll talk, you know, I have to show them a link, you know, or two or three. But it is also a great reminder for me that
Yes.
that happened and his impression that he left on me, but also the education that he got back with TC, Mazia, like to bring O'Brien, sorry, to bring all of that, you know, forward to today. Again, he had Allstate in Maryland because somebody did it for him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a long-winded story about that experience, but that is the one thing I still can't believe that we got to do. So thank you, Gabe and Matt and TC and Maddie and everybody else that made it happen.
Everybody that was involved in that
Yes.
process.
And Jen, that was not long-winded at all. I mean, we could go on and for listeners who may not know my relationship with Matt, Matt Salee and I, we went through high school together. We entered at the same time. We were in the choir. We were in theater. We did all of that together and became extremely close through that time. remain that way through college and when we started our professional lives. And one day we're just on the phone just catching up, and I'm letting him know like it's conference season, it's all-state season, and and everything like that. And he was the one that said, what if I came as a guest, a clinician, something? And then he said, who would I talk to? I'm like, you're
You're
literally
talking to
talking
the
to
person
someone
who
who
needs
can,
you.
I mean, do I sign the dotted line? No, but I can talk to the people who will. And that's what I did. And I am forever thankful for you and Tony and Brian and Amy. You all essentially trusted that this would work and it was going to be worth the extra time and the effort that we had to put in. We had to make a lot of changes, but it happened. It was worth it. And even I feel that same way. Like, I cannot believe we did that.
Yeah, and I think it set the stage moving forward. Like Greg Boyer, he was arranging music for Prince and played with Prince, trombone. And to be able to have him come back, he's another one. He's worked with our Allstate kids. He performed last year with the Allstate commercial band. And to be able to recognize him again, maybe people don't think of him as an educator, but I guarantee you those students will remember how they were able to interact with Greg, Mr. Boyer as well. And he was again another lackey, I believe.
Yep, and was taught by TC's father.
That's right, TC's father. Yes.
Like,
So,
yeah.
Charles County got a special place in my heart.
That's right, Charles County, Southern Maryland. It's we love to see it. We do.
It's really interesting seeing all of it come together because coming from, seeing on a different side, like you said, Jen, seeing it on the leadership side as well has been so cool seeing that. And seeing Greg Boyer, getting awarded this past conference was great as well. And then Matt Salee had one as well in 2024. We also forgot to mention Matt Salee got to do a clinic with some a cappella groups, and the idea was we had some a cappella groups. I think they auditioned, if I remember correctly, and then they were chosen as one of three groups. What I've noticed, and Gabe, Jen, chime in on this, what I've noticed is that you don't like Matt Salee and Greg Boyer are examples. A lot of people think you need to have some sort of education degree in order to teach kids. No. A lot of people, they go into the music performance degree, they end up getting their MAT, and that's how they get into the education world. And it's really cool seeing that side of it. It's really cool seeing that side of it, considering that I did music ed and I work alongside educators who started in music performance and then got their MAT. It's really awesome seeing all that. Switching gears a little bit. So you're starting as immediate past president today. It's your first day. So we know you'll still be very much involved. You've been very involved over the last several years of MMEA in general, but you'll have some obligations off your plate a little bit, and hopefully more time on your hands. So, what do you plan on doing with that?
Oh my goodness. So I had to be very intentional the end of the year and kind of create my to-do list, things that I wanted to do to work on. One of which is my ukulele chops. My goal is to play a little bit better with my ukulele since I do play a lot at school, but I do want to work on that some. I don't like my handwriting. And so I've been working on, that fancy, modern, trendy writing. So I've wor been working a little bit on that to keep me busy. We'll see. I probably need to take a couple of walks and do some yoga, get back into that. Just things that weren't necessarily on the top of my plate. But I probably also used it as an excuse not to go for a walk, and I need to. So, just three things that I can think of, but obviously being able to travel with Dave and love on these two beagles. is
I was
pretty
gonna
cool.
make a recommendation, and hopefully the pups won't get jealous of this. There's puppy yoga in Baltimore and in DC. Just a
That's right.
little
I
tidbit
heard you
there
say
towards that.
something about that.
I really wanted to go last weekend because they had corgis. No, not corgis. Golden retrievers. Golden
Okay.
retrievers. But they are
Yeah.
adorable. No, if you want a little tidbit in there, and hopefully the beagle won't get
Oh,
super
thank
jealous.
you. Yes. No, they wouldn't know. They'd be able to, just like when we came home from Chicago and we had the cat smells. They know you've been around another pet, that's for sure. But
They're
they
like
wouldn't.
offended. They're like, "You cheated on me. How dare you?"
Right. So the summer's still young. I'm gonna go out and visit my parents for a couple of days. I think I'm gonna run into Scott Sheehan, the media past president of NAFME, and at least one of the other Pennsylvania PMEA friends and family that I met while I'm out at my mom and dad's, and make it to the beach with my brother in Rehoboth. All the good things. But yes, it's funny because Amy just texted. She texted yesterday. Chanel and I asked him to set up a lunch date, and just now she sent a couple
Oh.
of times for us to do that. So that'll be good because then we can kind of work on moving forward. It's exciting.
100%. I mean, already seeing that as we are making that transition, things are being done to make sure that our next leadership is in a good place. And that's
Yeah.
one of the great things about our association is that we make every effort to do that. So,
Definitely, definitely, because we want our students to have the same opportunities, if not more, than we did. And we're already doing that with adding commercial band. But hopefully we can continue to grow the programming. We know that we still need to be a little bit more representative in our ensembles, and the Allstate committee is looking into it. We know that there's been some interest in bringing large ensemble back. So, what does that look like? So there are a lot of things moving forward that kind of feel like they're left undone. But we also wanted to give time for people to kind of think through, what if we did this? What are the pros? What are the cons? And, how does it change? So for next year, we're in a good place, but we definitely want to work as a committees work moving together. So if you're interested on being on any of those committees, feel free to reach out to Amy Hairston, our new MMEA president.
Yes.
Shameless plug, you all,
Yes.
for somebody else.
I
No, we love
was
it. We love it. We love it.
going to echo what Jen was saying. Our leadership's awesome. Like, we're so well knit, and we have so many ideas, and we communicate so well of like, what are the pros? What are the cons? What are the logistics? What are this? What are that? Things of that nature. And I love about that. Wow, it's been a year since I've been with you guys. That's crazy. But like, thank you guys. No, it's interesting. Again, like what Jen said, seeing it on the leadership side, I can relate with that. As you said that, Jen. No, this just the whole organization in general. And if you have not had a chance to learn about Chanel Howard, please do. She is amazing. She is the fine arts supervisor for Baltimore City Public Schools, where Otis Eldridge, Dr. Otis Eldridge, is with
Shout out.
in Baltimore City. Chanel Howard is now our president-elect of MMEA, and she is amazing. And as Jen has said, shameless plug, our MMEA president, Miss Amy Harrison, already killing it. If you have already listened to the July news flash on the emails, already doing fantastic. So
Yeah, and if we have other educators that are interested in getting involved, please reach out. We're not trying to exclude anyone. We just may not know that you're interested. So please reach out to any of us. We know that our components are always looking for judges. They're always looking for chaperones. The volunteer village is very large and needs to be really large, especially when we're talking about wanting to have more students have access to our programming, we need volunteers. So just like me, and I've been a member since I was in college. So all the way back in the days, I've chaperoned, I've judged. You are more than welcome to come and join along. Feel free to reach out to your component and or myself, Amy and Chanel.
And you can find
Jen, you
all
took
our
the
contact information
words.
on ndmea.org.
Yes. And Jen, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Everyone, we are the Maryland Music Educators
Yes.
Association. And this is actually derived off of something that MBDA President Scott Udalette said. We pour into our profession. We must also pour into this association.
Yes.
You know, we work together. It is not just those of us elected to the board and the staff. We work together as a body, but we also need all of you too. So please reach out to us. The more the merrier, and we're only stronger in number and stronger in our desire to advance our profession forward, not backwards, but forward.
Great.
So with that said, Jess, anything else for our incredible immediate past president?
You're giving me this opportunity. Oh gosh, I feel like I could say forever all the things. When I was first approached about going into the leadership role of being president-elect, I kind of had the same reaction as everybody in this call. I was like, me? Me? Who? Me? And I remember having that phone conversation, that Zoom conversation with Jen and Amy and Scott and a couple other people. I'm trying to, it's blanking in my head.
Probably
I
Dana,
remember, what'd you say?
Stephanie, Dana, Tony, maybe
Yes.
Jen.
Yes. And it was very, it felt very surreal that this almost essentially baby educator from the Eastern Shore of Maryland was coming up and doing something in leadership. But it was wild to think that. I remember I was typing out an email to my school staff. And I was the building representative for our local union at the time. And I said, hey, I'm stepping down. Here's the reason why. And there was a social media blast already out about it. So people already knew. But I love that Jen pours into each of the leaders. And I've really appreciated the fact that you've poured into me and Gabe, especially myself, considering that I was essentially brand new, and I said, where is up and down and left and right? But Jen, you did it. I think you're not only an incredible friend, an incredible educator, but an incredible leader
Oh,
to
thank
work
you.
alongside. And you have been so kind in helping me adjust into being president-elect. And as I approach year two, I feel like I've got a little bit more ground underneath my belt. And Gabe and I would have conversations, and he would say, well, when you become president, I'm like, wait, that's next year. Hold on a second. But looking towards you as an organization president has been nothing but amazing. And I'm really
Oh,
excited
thank
to see,
you.
no problem. Absolutely. I'm really excited to see what Amy does, but I'm really thankful for the year that I've got a chance to work with you as organization president and seeing everything go behind the scenes from our retreats to conferences and meetings and all things between.
Well, thank
Add
you.
into the mushiness.
Thank you so
Yes.
much for having me. I appreciate each of you and all of our board for saying yes, because so often, people are like, say no, say no, say no. Because, but as you're saying yes, you're also still taking time for yourself. And I think that's the
Absolutely.
biggest thing. Like, you and family come first. Brian and I had this
Yes.
conversation yesterday. Like, if you don't take care of yourself, then what?
Oh
So
yes,
make sure that.
I still remember a meeting I had to miss, and I felt super, super bad. And Jen was like, "You're fine. It's fine. It's gonna be fine. Your fam. You said that exact same thing. Your family comes first." And hearing that helped me realize I made the right decision because I'm with people who. They don't just see me as someone who's filling the position and as a num and as a membership number. They see me as a person and a human
Yes.
first and foremost. So I
Yeah.
thank you for that. I thank a shout out to Dr. Ashley Ciccone. She's the one who reached out to me and said, Jen Kaufman says you're a rock star. And I remember thinking, there's that Jen Kaufman again, trying to trap me into I don't know what. But
It should
you
be called the
had a
Kaufman
blast
effect.
with Ashley, so I know she made the right call on it.
I think it should be called the Kaufman effect.
The Kaufman
The
effect.
Kaufman effect. It's just word of mouth of what you hear from people.
No, for real, because don't get me started on David. He's another podcast episode. We might have to have him on in season four.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be
He
amazing.
has
Let's get
been so supportive through this. I always saw him as a leader. And when I decided to jump into this, he 100% like anything. The number of times he brought me food while we were on a call or
him
whatever. So made sure I had enough water. He's awesome. So I appreciate him so much.
as well.
We love you, Dave.
Shout out to Dave, my brother. All righty. Well, again, I mean, Jen, we could go on literally for the rest of the day, but we want to be respectful of your time. But we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you in advance for everything that you are going to do in the next steps and next phases of your career. And thank you for being that reminder for all of us to take everything step by step and look out for.
Some skips along the way.
You guys are
All righty,
awesome. Thank you
everybody.
again.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We hope you're enjoying your summer, and we will see y'all again in the fall. Our season premiere is going to be awesome,
Season
but
4, baby.
yep, but y'all will see then. It's going to be a surprise.
Dun, dun,
Righty.
dun.
Peace out, everybody.